Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Yud Beis in Masechta Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learn about include a continuation of the halachas pertaining to closing off a mavoi and alleyway, the minimum size of a field in Bavel for division, a discussion regarding nevuah in today's times, chelik b'char v'chelik pashit yavinin le'achad mitzra. Regarding a firstborn son who receives a double portion of his father's property, he receives the two portions next to each other. The machlek is regarding Yavam, a person who married the wife of his childless deceased brother, in which he inherits his brother's portion along with his own portion in their father's estate. Does he receive the two portions next to each other or not? The machlek is regarding Hahu de Zavan Ara Amitra de Benashia, Keiko Palgu Amale Pliguli Amitzroi. One brother bought a field adjacent to one of his father's fields, and after the father died, this brother requested to receive his portion in the field that was adjacent to his own field. Must the other brothers fulfill his request or not? Which depends on the type of field. Whether they were besada beis habal, all the father's fields were naturally irrigated, and the crops of one field might be superior to the others, or tre arasa a tre nigre. All the father's fields require additional water for their irrigation, and each field was adjacent to a different river. Or tarti achad nagra. All the father's fields require additional water for their irrigation, and all the fields were adjacent to the same river. We can compel someone to do something that will benefit others at no expense to him, which the people of Sedaim refuse to do. This is otherwise known as zenen v'zelei chaser, one benefits and the other does not lose.